Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Well, I'm recording this from London, back home. And the whole 2 week, I guess, Christmas vacation, Christmas plus New Year vacation, wonderful. It's a successful wrap. The flight back home was really fun because I ended up sitting with this big family, a family of five. No, in reality, more six. But I met five of them because one of the older sisters is basically a ski instructor in Japan for a few months. That's why the whole Scottish family went over to visit. And conveniently, the younger daughter, Elsa, is 16, so a GCSE student, and I was able to basically do a quick research, quick survey with her, and also how everything got triggered was because Mike, the dad, was tutoring Elsa physics, and how upon reflection the dad realizes because of all the kids he has, he actually has become really good with the subject matter because every time he has to tutor them, and it's basically teaching others, right? And through teaching he's increased his level of mastery. So fantastic. Very fantastic and very warm response upon a bit of self-reflection, you know, based on their own user experience. I think, yeah, I guess flight-wise, that's a key thing, and some thoughts triggered by the movie that's based on, not based on, that is a true story, which is called American Animals. It's about four university students who somehow believed it's a good idea to rob its own library of the rare collection, which would be worth millions of dollars, right? But interesting isn't really about the art heist, but more about their psychology, how a normal person leading a perfect life could somehow step by step getting to irreversible trouble, right? It's a steep slope. Every little step they didn't think it was a big deal, until the very end a serious crime was committed. But psychology and how irrational people are is just will always be a fascinating topic. And I feel very blessed to have my super sweet boyfriend to pick me up from the airport today. Despite my intention of not buying anything in Japan, I did. I ended up with extra hand luggage, more like a checking bag. So if it wasn't for my boyfriend, I would have struggled seriously on the way back. Yeah, he's been very sweet, you know, made dinner for us and everything. So yeah, I'm ready to quit at night and just start fresh. Going to the office tomorrow, a lot of things to figure out, but I'm half brain fried right now, so really can't. suppose it's about, it's almost 10, so 6 a.m. Tokyo time. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.